Before we get too much into this, getting in the word, I want to have a little special prayer here. I put it on the bulletin board, but you can go out there and look at it. Brother Sampson had a childhood friend of his. He just baptized him, I think, in March. And the man passed away from like a sunstroke or something, so he's very hurt. Brother Sampson, I don't know if I've made mention of it, but Brother Sampson's lost a lot of family members. Now he's lost a friend. He knows that these people gave their hearts to the Lord, and we're grateful for that.
Amen.
He was very happy to be able to baptize his uncle and his father and his friend and all those things, but it's still hard to put someone in the ground.
Yeah.
You're still going to miss them. They ain't dead. They're still alive.
Right.
But I know that Brother Sampson and the family, you can read that he said they're the poorest of the poor, and the man worked hard to, and that's probably why, we know it really all works out. It was God's plan, that's why he's not here. Amen, Brother Dawson. Thank you, brother. Appreciate that. But I just feel, I really like to pray about him. I'm also Brother David Simmons, Josh Tucker. He's the one that's come preach for us a few times. That's his church. He told me he was ministering this morning. He said that Brother David might have some sort of infection or something, but I'd like to lift him up in prayer as well. And and Brother Josh for ministering the word. He might be doing that actually about right now, right their time. Amen. And then Brother Alexander let me know that I actually told him first I was going to be praying with him, and then he said he'd pray for us as well. So I think that's wonderful.
Yeah.
He said just as I sent him a text message, he said just when I sent it, he was going to send me one. So I think that's the way it works when you're led of the Spirit. I feel like I'm forgetting something. I said God help me. Something I said the church would pray for. I believe the Lord will bring it back to me if there is something I've forgotten. Make sure you check the calendar as well. I've told you a few times about times I won't be here and we'll have others minister and things like that. So please check that out so you know what's coming up ahead. So let's bow our heads together. Let's pray. You pray for them just as sincerely as you can. Heavenly Father, first we want to lift up to you Brother Sampson and how we appreciated the influence he's had on us. Lord, and he's going through a hard time. He's just lost a friend. Well, we pray that you'd be a friend that sticks closer than a brother, that you'd go and comfort him, comfort his family, Lord, in the church. As they've dealt with a lot of deaths recently, Lord, I pray you just let them have a powerful service or just an encouragement from on high to keep pressing the battle, Lord, and to know that through much affliction we enter the kingdom, but Lord, help them, comfort them, be there with them, we pray. We pray for Illinois right now as even Brother Josh is ministering the word. We pray that you would just bring the power and demonstration of the Spirit. It would help the people. You'd be able to raise Brother David up, Lord, into full health, Lord, and that we'd be able to give you the praise for healing him, Lord. We believe it and we claim it, Lord. We pray for Brother Alexander, too, as he ministers the word, that you would just use him mightily. Be here in this service, Lord. We give you the preeminence. May you receive all the glory and praise. In Jesus Christ's name we ask you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's open up our Bibles. Ephesians chapter 4. Brother Kent told me he was on his way. He had to work this morning, but he's on his way coming. If he sneaks in there, don't let him sit back there. Somebody tell me.
Amen.
I'll call him out. I'll get him up here on the front. Amen. Don't be looking all the time, but if you hear him, let him know that Brother Andrew told you to. Call him out. Amen. Ephesians chapter 4. Go down to verse 7. When unto every one of us is given grace, according to the measure of the gift of Christ, wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same that also ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. The perfecting of the saints for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ,
yes.
From whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
There's a lot in this little passage here, but for a thought, I'd like to take The Lord actually just changed my mind a little bit, so we'll go that for. The adorned bride is the only bride. The adorned bride is the only bride. Bow our heads, just reading the word. If you have a need, you lift that up to the Lord. Say, Father, I'm just looking to you right now. Nobody else. Just looking to you. Hear my heart's cry. Don't pass me by. Heavenly Father, as we approach your word this afternoon in the sincerity of our hearts, we don't approach it haphazardly, but we come in faith and the sincerity of all that we can muster and say, God, show us, Lord, what we need to hear today. May you open up our hearts. May we just willingly throw our hands and surrender and say, Father, speak to me from on high. May we not look to the things of the world, all the demon presence that we go through day in and day out. I pray, I bind the devil in the name of Jesus Christ, and may the Holy Spirit have preeminence. Lord, you know the hearts of the people, and I pray that you just put the words in my mouth. May the fire from the altar burn away all my ungodly words, all my unclean lips. May it be holy, purified lips for the word to come through and open up our hearts to receive it, Lord. May our ears be wide open. May our emotions be towards you, and may our thoughts and affections give you glory and praise. Hear the people of God, Lord, and make us just like you, we pray. In Jesus Christ's name we ask you. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. The adorned bride is the only bride. Now, we've been taught the message of the hour, that the message was given to prepare a bride for Christ. It was the same as when Abraham had a son, the promised son, which was Isaac, and it was time for Isaac to get married. It was time for Isaac to get a wife. And actually, if you read the story, Isaac had been mourning over his mother Sarah passing. I believe it was 3 years. And that puts a little bit more context into why Abraham got a little desperate. Could you imagine someone mourning? I mean, we've mourned for loved ones, but to the fact that the Bible could say that he was mourning for his wife or his mother's death for 3 years goes to show maybe he was a little bit of a mama's boy. You know, and that's not all wrong. It can be wrong, but it's not all wrong. I think any man ought to appreciate his mother. Any son would that's the greatest woman in the world until you get married. I would say amen. Amen. A real godly mother that'll lead you the right way. And even when we were in the world and things, I still appreciate that I had a mother that was able to do the best we had with what we had. Right. Amen. You know, we didn't have the word as we do now, and I appreciate that God has given me the opportunity to be in the body of Christ before I had children. Yeah. Amen. And I pray we don't take advantage of that. I pray we say, God, thank you.
Yes.
You know, that we can train up a child on the way he should go, that he doesn't have to do what you and I that were in the world had to go do. You know, we were bound by the devil, and God gives us the opportunity to bless our children. We should take full advantage of that and point them to the things of God every day, day in, day out, not laugh when they're doing things the world's doing, but rebuke them.
Right.
Say, don't do that, son. Don't listen to that kind of music. Don't be dancing to that stuff. That's a devil.
Amen.
I think that's good for a child to recognize. So that way when he gets older, like the Bible said, when you train up a child in the way he should go, when he's older, he won't depart from him.
That's true.
I believe that. Now look, children can go by the wayside, but they'll come back.
Amen.
They can. If you let them the godly example and we can do the best we can, we can't make our children elect. We can't give them the Holy Ghost.
That's
but
true.
We need to point every day to Christ.
Amen.
And say, you need to go to Christ. Don't come.
Yes.
Even don't make them dependent on you, mom and daddy.
Right.
That's hard, but you don't need to be doing that. This is all free this morning. I guess parents, point them to Christ. Don't point them to a TV. Point them to Christ. Don't point them to the enjoyments of this life.
No.
Get them away from that.
Amen.
We're not here to stay.
No.
We're here to leave.
Amen. Amen.
Tell them to set their affections on things above. Teach them how to pray.
Yes.
Teach them how to read their Bible.
Yes.
I think that's the greatest thing in the world, to see a little child that can tell you Bible stories like that.
Yeah.
Much better than you tell them about Mickey Mouse and things of the world and all this. Any more of that stuff's filled. It's garbage.
It is.
I mean, I think about the only little kid show I have any tolerance for is maybe Curious George. You ever seen that one?
Yeah.
Little monkey and things. That don't seem too bad. But they all sell their stuff. Mind, there's something provocative in it.
Yeah.
Or they're just... Or they're doing magic and things like that. That's nonsense.
That's right.
That's not in a Christian home. It's time to clean it up. I'm talking about the bride of Christ.
Amen.
The bride of Christ is a holy bride. She's pure. She's spotless. She's clean. She's done everything she knows how to stay away from the things of the world.
Amen.
And if you're sitting there dilly-dallying, we're going to hit this hard and long and strong because it needs to be said in this age. If we're dilly-dallying with things of the world, don't expect the power of God to show up.
Amen.
Don't expect to get the joy of the Lord. Don't expect to see the supernatural unless it's the devil just trying to put some kind of poison down your soul and get you to have confidence that you're okay. If you're living in sin, you're not going to make it.
Amen. That's true.
We make mistakes. We do things that's wrong. Amen. I agree with that. We're saved by the grace of God. But if God has saved me by His grace is sufficient for me to love Him with all my heart.
Amen.
That when I see that something's wrong, to not just put up with it and say it's going to be all right. No, sir.
No.
It's not okay.
No.
That's a real man of God who's able to fess up and say, you know what, I'm wrong.
Right.
It's one thing to make mistakes and just lay down and die about it. It's another thing to be a real man and have the courage to say, God, have mercy on me.
Amen.
Holy Ghost filled or not.
Right.
Sure.
You hear me now?
Right.
We're talking about being the bride of Christ, and there's only going to be a select few. They're going to be dead to everything of the world.
Amen.
They're not going to flirt with any of that stuff when this thing is done. The bride of Christ will be purely unadulterated. She will not be looking to any other lover but Christ.
Amen.
And if that's not us, we need some repenting to do this morning,
Amen.
This afternoon. We need to find an altar, not something because some preacher begged you to come up and say, oh, we got all emotional because, you know, we had someone die. And, you know, you might have to die. And you might. No, sir. It's got to be on the inside.
Amen.
It's got to be something that says, I love God. I don't care if anybody's watching. I'm going to make this right.
Amen.
We've tried to be. We try to persuade. We try to convince. We try to reason. We try to work on emotions. That doesn't do anything. It might last the revival when we have big youth camps and praise God for what has got done. But too many times I've seen.
Yes.
Too many times I've seen an emotional persuasion.
It's true.
That only lasts till the next time.
That's right.
That's not a conversion.
No, it's not.
Conversion's a death.
Amen.
The conversion is a marriage to Christ, which means you have to die first. He will not marry a sinner.
Right.
Christ will not marry a sinner. But praise be to God, He made a way that we don't have to be sinners.
Amen.
I can know that I'm a saint. I can know that I'm changed by the grace of God. I can know I've received the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
We don't have to keep guessing. No. You should be able to know. If I ask anyone, if you've been baptized with the Holy Ghost, sealed by God, you should be able to go, Amen.
Amen.
And if not, that shows there's a condemnation in your heart.
Yes.
You need to take care of that.
Amen.
And there's a blood atonement all over this place right now.
Amen.
That can take care of that.
Amen.
What's it waiting on for you to say, Lord, I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm wrong. God, change my heart.
Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah.
5 minutes with sincere prayer is better than all the religion you could come up with.
Yes.
All it took was for me to get sincere with God, and I got the Holy Ghost.
Right.
When I played games with Him for 2 years, I got nothing.
Right. Amen.
I know what it's like to sit and write in the word of the hour. Sit right there. Say amen. Praise God. Be on fire. So cold. Not the real fire of God. The real fire of God will produce a life.
Right.
The power of God's to follow the life of God, not the other way.
Right.
I hope you hear me now. You can imitate the gifts of God. You can imitate the power of God. But if it's not the life of God that's producing that, you've got a hybrid.
Right.
You're pulling, you're sapping your strength from another vine. As Brother Bram talked about the grafted branches, that was an orange tree, but they had grafted in a lemon. The lemon tree lived. That limb would live.
Right.
It had something. Yeah. But the fruit it was putting out was not the original.
Amen.
And even Brother Bram thought, well, maybe next year they'll all come out oranges. He said, no, sir.
No.
The gardener man or whatever he was, he said, no, that branch, that's a lemon branch, will put out lemon fruit
right.
every year.
Right.
Because it's just sapping the life out
right.
and using it for its own purposes.
Right.
And then trying to say, well, look at me, I'm an orange. No, judge it by the fruit.
Right.
Go ahead and take a bite out of lemon. You're going to find out real quick that's not an orange.
Right.
And that's the problem. I try to be honest with people. Look, if your life tastes like lemons, it ain't oranges.
Right.
You know, what good does it do to say, well, I'm a Christian, I'm a Christian, I'm a Christian. I look around and say, well, I don't see no fruit of the Spirit around here. I don't see any love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, patience, temperance.
Amen.
I don't see any of that laying around. I see you fussing and stewing and carrying on and tearing this person up, tearing this preacher up because he ain't good enough in this church because they did this to you. That ain't none of that. The fruit of the Spirit needs to come out of your life.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And if you're a Christian, you don't got to go around spouting off, I'm a Christian, I do this, I believe that. Your life will project to where people know.
Amen.
People will know that you're a real Christian. And if they don't, they're just so blinded by the devil, they're sealed away, and they're not going to have nothing to do with this anyway.
Right.
That's a terrible thing to say, but it's the truth.
Right.
People are sealing themselves out of the kingdom all the time.
It's true.
It's just the age we live in. You have to recognize the time we're living in. It's not, in the world sense, it's the worst time it's ever been here.
Right.
It's the worst. There's never been a falling away like this, and it's just escalating. You know what exponential growth is? Once it takes off, it's gone.
Right.
And that's exactly what's happening. There will only be the bride left
Right.
And she's adorned. She's got a certain kind of clothing on. She's got a certain attitude about her. She's got a certain life that's being projected, and that cannot be compromised.
Yeah.
If it's not Christ, it's the devil.
Amen.
Time to evaluate our hearts this afternoon. It's time to figure out, God, am I walking in the way? Am I walking in the light as you are in the light? Or am I deceiving myself?
Right.
How many wants to be the bride of Christ?
Amen.
Yes. Amen. And the first thing is you got to have a desire. If you ain't got a desire, you're just kind of wasting time anyways.
Right.
It's got that's the only gate to your heart. Do you understand? It's your free moral agency. It's your choice.
Right.
That's the real gateway into your heart, is you willingly to open up to Christ and say, God, I want you. I know I've struggled with this thought and this in the Bible. I've read that, but I just want to say amen. I want to live it. I want it to live in me. I want to be one with it.
Amen.
I can't find a way, but I believe there's a way. God, I'm confessing it.
Amen.
I'm believing it. I'm the Word. Help me, Lord. Help me to die to all these things. That's a Christian.
Yeah.
How often does that happen? Every day, Paul said, I die.
Yes.
I die every day.
Amen.
You've got to recognize the battle. You've got to recognize what Satan's doing. And if you take a day off, Satan will take 10 days away from you.
That's true.
You take two, he'll take 100 away from him. You'll be so condemned, you won't do nothing for God.
That's it.
It's not time to dilly-daddle with the things of the world. It's time to say, God, I'm ready to love you. I want to be the bride. I want to love you unstopped. I don't know how to say it. Unreserved. I just want to love you with all my heart.
Amen.
Amen. Now let's talk about this bride. The bride of Christ looks a certain way.
Right.
That ain't popular preaching no more either.
Right.
But it's the truth anyhow. She's got a walk that's holiness.
Yeah.
It's the way of holiness. The way is Christ, but there's a way to that highway. The highway is Christ. We're on the highway of the life of God, but there's a certain way you'll walk down that street.
Right.
It's holiness. It ain't in high heels.
No.
It ain't in short hair women. It ain't in long hair men. It ain't low cut shirts, women. It ain't short skirts. It ain't man trying to walk around with their arm pumped out and say, look how big I am. No, that's all of the world.
Amen.
That'll all perish. We already talked about the three things that are of the world. The pride of life, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes.
Right.
And if you're going that route in anything, you'll find out any kind of sin will point back to those.
Because
it's the seed.
Right.
That's what Satan did in the garden. He's the pride of life. He said, look, you'll be able to multiply. You'll be able to fulfill this promise of God. But it wasn't God's way.
Right.
He said, look, you'll be wise. Oh, the lust of the eye.
Yeah.
And we all know what the act really was. It was adultery. Right. The lust of the flesh.
Right.
That's where Satan started it, and everything has grown from that.
Right.
But a seed cannot get away from its nature.
That's true.
See, that's why this evolution stuff the world's trying to pump down, it's getting people off the beaten path, because they think things can change. Look, now, if you're a converted Christian, you always were a Christian.
Amen.
That life in sin was not you.
That's right.
That was some other man that was hybrid in. He needs to die.
Yes.
And the bride will die.
Yes.
She will. She'll die to the flesh. She'll live for Christ, because that's who she is. She's predestinated to it.
Amen.
Amen. And you, as an individual, brother, sister, I don't care how old or how young, how long you've been sending the message. None of that matters. You, as an individual, need to know that you're a part of the bride of Christ.
Amen.
And the bride will be adorned.
Yes.
She will be covered with the wedding garment.
Mm-hmm.
Brother, or Jesus talks about the wedding supper, and Brother Bram talks about it. I think I got it here. But you know how they would come in, and Brother Bram, I'm going to read a quote here in a minute, but Jesus was talking about how the man had made a big supper, and when you come in, they put a robe on you. So that way, when he got inside, nobody looked no different.
That's right.
See, that's
Amen.
The one we're supposed to have in this room right here.
Yes.
It's
Hallelujah.
Not because we all dress a certain way, but the way of holiness now, that's something I hope you understand. It's not like we all got to wear blue.
Right.
Okay,
right.
That's what I'm trying to say. Sometimes we kind of get foolish about that and stuff,
yeah,
but it's fine. It's not a big deal to me. As far when it says meat, drink, and apparel, that's what it's talking about in the Bible.
Right.
And say, well, we gotta have this. No, modesty is a different issue altogether.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Okay, being pure and holy before the Lord, that's a whole different issue than your fashion sense.
Right.
That's true.
I mean, now I do believe this, that you come to the house of God, this should be the place you respect more than anything.
That's it.
You
that's
know,
it.
More than a job interview, more than going to the White House, I respect this place a lot more than
that. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. That's why I dress the best I can. I want to. I just love the Lord.
Amen.
I ain't good at some. We got some doctrine out there that says, you know, all men need to wear ties. all women need to have this. And see, that's just foolishness. That's right. What Paul's saying. Don't worry about that. But it's about your respect towards God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I believe God will honor that. If it's the best you got, it's the best you got. Wear it.
Right.
Jesus, I love you.
Amen.
I just want to do everything I can. And not only that, I'm getting way ahead of myself, but when you come to church, you should come not just giving your clothes, but your heart.
Right. Amen.
When you come to the house of God, you're here to fall in love again. You're here to put your hands in love and worship, saying, God, I'm not here to just put on. I want to be a Christian.
Right.
I'm here to get in prayer because I want to be in the Spirit. I want you to be glorified. We're all waiting for somebody else to get in the Spirit. You get in the Spirit.
Right. Amen. Hallelujah.
Waiting for somebody else to get anointed. No, you get anointed.
Amen.
Because you just told me earlier you want to be the bride, and the bride's adornment will be the anointing of God.
Amen.
Amen. It'll be the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
And not just out here, but mind, body, soul.
Yes.
Be the Holy Ghost. Let me read what Brother Graham talks about that wedding that Jesus did. He said, God's provided a way, 53. Oh, God making a way of escape. God's provided a way. Don't try to get in your own way. Noah or the people in Noah's time tried to get in their way, their own way, but God had a way, the way of the ark. We've got a way today, and it's the way of Calvary. And you say, well, I believe that, Brother Branham. Well, if you have and come by the door, you've got to receive the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
See, it's a lot different than just spouting off things. Well, yeah, I believe Jesus raised from death. No, there's got to be a witness on the inside. That's the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
It's a life.
Right.
It's a death that produces a new life.
Sure.
Amen. And if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you're not a part of it. That's it. There's no middle ground. There's nowhere here. It's either cross Jordan or you didn't.
Right.
You're either in the promised land or you're still out wandering.
Amen.
Truly, let me read some more. How beautiful the parable was taught of the wedding supper. He found one there without a wedding garment on. Wow, that's very typical. In the Oriental times, when they had a supper out or something another, the bridegroom had to furnish the robes. That's the way it is.
Yeah.
And this affair too, the wedding supper we're going to. And then the bridegroom hired a man to stand at the door. And everybody that had an invitation come at the door. Poor, rich, any kind, they put this robe around them. When they were in, they were all alike.
Amen.
I like that.
Yeah.
See, if we all get into the Holy Ghost, we'll feel one.
Yeah.
But that's when you see that the church ain't one, when you can tell people ain't in the Holy Ghost yet.
Right.
When you can tell people, even if they've received the Holy Ghost, they backslid or something, they grieve the Spirit of God away, and you can feel that.
Right.
And there's no harmony there. And that's what, it's a shame, but we need to evaluate ourselves before we get here.
Amen.
You know, and I believe there's times where I've sat up here and I felt like, well, we're done today. You know, and that's okay. That's the goal of a service,
right,
is to get all the sin out.
Right.
It's that we can all leave condemnation free.
Right.
Amen. All sickness out. That's what the goal of the body of Christ is. But I see sin linger in the church. Mm. The shame.
Right.
I see condemnation linger in the church. That's the shame. I see sickness linger in the church. That's all a shame. It's not the church living God. That's not what she's predestinated to.
Amen.
She's a bride that's victorious.
Amen.
She's in the Spirit. She's trampled over every devil. That's the kind of bride we're talking about.
Yeah.
Let me keep reading. Brother, there's no big me and little you then when you come by the way of the door. And then he found a man back there that didn't have a wedding garment on. He come in some other way besides the door. And Jesus said, friend, what are you doing here? And he was speechless. That's what's going to happen. If you faked having the Holy Ghost and you ain't had it all this time, that's what's going to happen one of these days. You're going to realize that all these people you thought were the outcasts, no, you're the one that's the outcast.
Right.
Yeah. You were still in there. Remember, this man got in. He was fellowshipping with the ones that had the Holy Ghost, but he himself never had it.
Right.
Why? He didn't come in God's provided way. He snuck in a window somewhere.
Yes.
And that only lasts so long. Judas snuck around a little while with the disciples too, but one of the days his folly was made manifest, and he wasn't the elect of God.
Right.
It'll show up. Let me show you what Brother Branham says. He says, and you try to climb up your moral stepladder, or by some creed or some church, brother, you're going to find yourself the same way. Every man that comes by the door is going to get the same robe.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
And that robe is the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Every man pays the same price.
Hallelujah.
A lady said to me, the woman standing at the back of the building screaming and crying said, well, that would worry me. He's saying somebody got in the Spirit and was worshiping the Lord. And this other way he said, well, that would worry me.
Mm.
Says, why? It just makes chills go up my back to hear, crying and shouting. I said, it did? I said, if you'd ever be fortunate enough to get to heaven, you'd freeze to death.
Yeah. Amen.
See, it's time to just go ahead and get all the fake off.
Yes.
If you don't enjoy the presence of God, you're not going to heaven.
Right.
If you don't want to be in His presence, if you don't want to worship Him in spirit and truth, you're not going to heaven, because that's all we do there.
Amen.
And right now, as we open up this book of Ephesians, we are now seated together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I expect the same thing.
Amen.
I expect us to be able to rejoice. I expect us to be able to praise God in the Spirit and have joy, love, and peace.
Yes.
Amen. I believe it's here right now. I'm not waiting for it. No. I'm here. The bride has made herself ready.
Amen.
That puts it off the church. It takes it off the pastors, really.
Yes.
And directly, it's for you.
Right.
You have to make yourself ready.
Right.
Quit blaming. That's the world. That's the world we live in. Excuses. Yeah. Excuses why I can't get the Holy Ghost. Oh, I tried, and God just won't give it to me. No, sir.
Right.
You didn't believe it yet.
Right.
You didn't repent. You held back in your heart. You can't do that.
Right.
If you want to hold on to any sin, say, well, it's all right. I don't care about them holiness people anyways. I can do this and not feel condemned. Well, yeah, go ahead and try it for a little while. You'll be right back in condemnation. I'll tell you that so much.
Yeah.
I've watched them try it time and time again. Well, this ain't too bad. Watch it take over their life.
Sure.
Right.
It's a shame when you know that little thing in the heart that buzzes, says, don't do that. That's not just a little emotion.
No.
Right.
That's the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And every man has felt that.
Yes, amen.
They know what they're doing wrong.
Yeah,
sure.
Amen. Speaking on the bride, she's got a certain adornment. It's the Holy Ghost on her. She's been baptized into a body. And in that body, there are gifts and operations. We just read there. I don't want to get too far, but in verse 7 there it says, but unto every one of us is given grace. I want to make sure you heard that first. Mm-hmm. Before we get in, you have to go through the way of grace. You've got to find that He took your place now that you can take His.
Amen.
He's not physically here on earth right now, only in the form of the bride.
Right.
Who He is here.
Amen.
Yes. He is here. When I say we're together, that's because
Hallelujah.
We're in the same spirit He was, and He's anointed us the same way. I hope I'm not preaching over somebody's head. I feel that little apprehension somewhere. We are now in heavenly places in Christ
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
The only reason you can't see it is you're listening to a devil.
That's right.
Right. Amen.
I don't know how many times you've got to recognize that these things happen all the time. They're all around you. They're not coincidences.
Right.
Right.
True.
People come in and they get well. That's not a coincidence.
No.
Right. That doesn't happen in every church.
No.
God help us to not take it for granted.
Yeah.
God's love. That's a love gift every time God does something.
Amen.
Right? Like that.
Amen.
And we ought to appreciate it.
Hallelujah.
Just like you've given a gift to somebody. You don't really, if you're a Christian, you don't expect nothing back. But if they don't appreciate it, you don't really want to do it.
Right.
I mean, let's just be honest. And how much more the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who don't even need to waste time with us, but we are the apple of His eye.
Yes.
And He pours out all this love on us, and we say, well, I'll pray tomorrow, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I would pray, but I'm going to go watch this for a while. I would read my Bible, but I'm more interested in this. You see how that just shows you're not in love yet. You're flirting with the things of the world. If you would do that to your husband or wife, you'd think the same thing.
You're right.
And if you're really married to Christ, every time you do with somebody, you got to recognize you're adulteress.
Right.
Or adulterer. Right. We're the bride of Christ. We're part of that body. You can't. No flirting with that stuff, church.
Good.
It'll destroy us.
Amen.
That's good.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Conflict between God and Satan. Let me read this. Talking about the bride. What she got? Assembling together in the fellowship of the Word. Amen. Fellowship of the Word. Why? Because the Word's not a book, it's a person.
Right.
You need to fellowship with it.
Yeah.
If you're not fellowshipping just yet, there's something wrong. You know, even Brother Brand, we talk about church and coming. You know, the first thing we should do is get to church.
Right.
I think that's part of any Christian experience.
Right.
And the prophet said we should get here at least a half hour early. That's what he said.
Right.
Why
did
he say? Look, and here's the problem. We think a half hour prayer is a long prayer anymore.
Mm-hmm. No.
You'll be honest, you'll know that's what's getting in.
Yeah.
You think, oh, I just get bored that long. You ain't broke through in prayer in a while,
Amen.
Then, I guess. When I get in prayer, I don't pray like I ought to. I understand. We all will fall short, and I wish I'd do more. But half hour, I'm just getting going.
Amen.
Because it takes, in this world that we live in, there are so many voices just pounding your head. If it's not something just terrible or some song you heard at Walmart or something, it's just the job's on your mind all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Then your family, what you going to do? And, you know, you're trying to buy a house, maybe getting a new church. You got all these things. Brother, can't get up here and sit on the front.
Amen,
thank you,
brother.
Get up there. Hallelujah. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord. Right there. We got an open seat right there. That's all. I told you to try to sneak in, but nope. Get right there, brother. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. How many appreciate Brother Ken?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. We're talking about the real fellowship of the bride of Christ. We're talking about who wants to be that adorned bride.
Amen.
He wants to have everything
Amen.
God has.
Yes.
Amen. That's what. That's the right desire, and I believe it's attainable.
Amen.
It's not some helpless goal that's way out there. We can live in this experience because Paul did.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Brother Branham did. Where you speak things into existence.
Amen.
Right.
And that was just, he said, you've seen it in a small measure. Wait till that bride gets rolled.
Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah.
You see things you never thought you could.
Oh, my.
But here's the warning he always gave is you're looking way up here.
Right. Yeah.
The great things of God are right here in your heart. And it'll manifest out, and it'll do things that just seem so, they don't even seem like they're happening, but they are.
Right, yeah.
I'll tell you, it's the same with me. When I watched Brother Branham discern on the video, I thought, that's all it was? Yeah, I hope you understand what I mean.
Yeah,
physically looking at it,
right.
Like, he's just talking.
Yeah. Right.
And for a little while, you look at a carnal mind, you think, well, he's just talking to me. Mm. But then you get in the spirit. How did he know that, though?
Amen.
Right. How did he know where they live? He knew that. I remember the one woman, he said, yeah, some other preacher told you you're a witch.
Uh-huh.
How in the world does a man know that?
Right.
I don't know any preachers that go around just telling everybody you're witches all the time. I don't think he knew some brother that had a reputation for that, and this woman had been to her church. I don't think he knew any of that.
Right.
It's the gift of God. And how
Amen.
Many times have we had the Spirit come at the end of the service
yes.
and start discerning hearts
yes.
and showing the things that are wrong?
Hallelujah.
If you don't respond,
yes.
what condemnation will come to your life?
Right.
Amen.
We're talking serious. We're not here to play church.
No.
When we're praying for people, you better be sincere. You
yes,
better not be dilly-dallying
right.
and thinking other things, because evil spirits travel.
Amen.
Right. Yeah. Amen.
I've seen it.
Yes.
It's terrible. It's a terrible thing. You'll be worse off than you ever were.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. We're talking about the bride of Christ. Fellowshipping, sitting together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus tonight. One accord. One place, one spirit, one mind, one hope, one God, and one purpose.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. See, there you are. Every time the Bible says anything, we say amen.
Amen.
And I think you should say that, not just nod it.
Amen.
Right.
Well, I said it in my heart. Well, no, Cain came from the land of nod.
Right. That's good.
We come from Hallelujah Avenue.
Amen.
You think we're going to get over there and just silently worship God?
Uh-huh.
You think we're just going to silently be joining heaven? No.
No, right.
No, when I cross, glory.
Amen.
I made it.
Yes.
It's over.
Hallelujah.
And I'm feeling it now.
Yes.
I'm living it now.
Yes.
I don't care if you think I'm stupid.
Yes.
I see him.
Hallelujah.
And he's worthy of it.
Amen.
If I've got my youth, if I've got
yes.
my strength, I might as well use it for God.
Yes.
Everybody else using it for everything in the world, I might as well praise God with it.
Amen.
Maybe one of these days I can't put my hands up. Well, I'm going to do it enough now to where I'm tired. It doesn't matter. I love him.
Amen.
I'm in love with someone
yes.
with all my heart. That's unreserved.
Yes.
He deserves all my praise.
Yes,
and
does.
Not just in our hands. And our. And I hope it's our whole desires
right.
for
yes.
him.
Our whole being.
We're talking about real
yes.
fellowship. Where you say amen to the word and you accept it even when it's cutting you to pieces.
Right.
That's right.
That's
right.
Thank you, Jesus.
See, when your flesh gets
yes.
up and say, Brother Andrew's only saying that because he knows what we talked about last week.
Uh-huh.
You'd be surprised how many times I said something and then kind of caught that thought and realized that, yeah, I did talk to that brother about that. And I didn't intend to say that. I wish you, and what do you think that makes me feel when you
right.
think that?
Right.
See, you think I'm not, I'm sorry. I've told many people that's trying to lie to me and think, I'm sorry, I got the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
I know when you're lying.
Right.
I know it. You think you're pulling one on me. I've had ministers thinking they're pulling stuff on me.
Sure.
I'm sorry. I know that's not true.
Amen. Yes.
The dangerous thing is to fall into
yes.
the hands of a living God.
Yes. Amen.
Not
yes.
a bunch of put on, not a bunch of fanaticism, but the real Spirit of God that knows everything about you.
Yes. Right.
And if he anoints a man, you better be afraid if you're still holding sin in your heart. It'll come out.
Yes.
One way or another.
Help us, Lord.
God,
yes.
don't let my sins follow me.
Yes.
Let them get all the way out there in the blood.
Yes.
I want it all gone. And the bride will. That's the way she's going to live.
Right.
Anytime the little thing comes into the life, into the home, look, you'll never have successful church without successful homes.
Amen.
That's right.
If you don't have a family altar, there'll be no church altar here.
Amen.
Right.
And that's every house.
Amen.
That's every person. That's every
yes.
man. That's every woman. That's every child. That's
yes.
every boy, girl.
Lord.
That's
yes.
everyone. You've got to have the altar of God in your heart.
Yes.
And you're here to worship God and the
yes.
love.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I understand the age of accountability, but you parents, as we said earlier,
yeah.
just lead them
yeah.
all
yes.
the time
yes.
to the Word,
yes.
to the Word.
Right. True.
And look, don't make it a punishment. I can't
no.
help it.
No. No.
And that's the problem. The parents don't really want to go to church. Mm. And the kids will pick up on that.
Sure.
Right. Yeah.
The parents go home and whine about everything that happened in the church. Mm. The kids will pick up on that.
Yeah,
you know what
right.
you do? You make them believe there ain't a God.
That's right.
Because if you really believe that God was here like you say you do,
yes.
you would want to be here.
Amen. Amen.
If this is really Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, what kind of man doesn't want to be in the presence of Jesus?
Amen.
Sure. Man that's lost his mind. That's yes. the only one.
Right.
Because I want
right.
to be in his presence all the time.
Yes. Amen. Right.
Amen. But see, that's what you see how it comes all down to your heart's desire.
True.
That's all it is. Because if you get your heart in line with God and just fall in love with him, you won't have to worry about the women letting their hair grow.
That's right.
It'll happen.
Right.
You won't have to get everybody kicking them all the time to get to church. They want to be there.
Amen.
Is that you today?
Amen.
Are we still right. twisting even yourself? You're twisting your own arm. Mm. Well, then that means you need to cut something off because the flesh still hang around.
Amen.
That's right.
Yeah. Amen.
Sure.
Every time the Bible says, I'm reading now, the Bible says anything, we say amen. Punctuate every word with amen. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
See, everything, just amen, amen, amen. Right on down. See, in fellowship, fruit of the Spirit, here. What she's got, what is the fruit of the Spirit? Joy of her heart, knowing that he's coming soon.
Amen.
Amen. Not joy because we got a big house or nice cars or we feel good and all that stuff will pass away. Joy
yes.
that we got a home,
right.
that
yes.
he went and prepared for me.
Yes.
And to think that God is preparing me a place,
yes.
how glorious this place ought to be.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I just want to show you how much better God knows you than we know ourselves. Here, you can have any kind of floor you want in the world. What do you want? See how long that's taking? You're sitting there, maybe I like hardwood. Or maybe I could get stone. Or maybe I could get some gold floor. And see how we're sitting here? We don't even know what we want.
Right.
But he does.
Amen.
He does.
Amen. Hallelujah.
He made the streets out of transparent gold.
Yeah.
Whatever that is. But I want to see it.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
All I know is we're living in a dump.
Yeah.
My house, my cars, and all. I'd rather just think it and be there.
Amen.
You know, I got to make these travels. I'd much rather just think on Wednesday night after church, I'm going to be in Indiana, and then Sunday morning think I'm back and just be right here.
Right.
I'd much rather have that than having to miss y'all.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
I tell you, it's a challenge for me every time I'm not in church here. Every time. It's hard. I think about you. I'm praying God do something, help him. You know, I just love you.
Amen.
You know why I love you? Because I love him and I see him in you.
Amen.
Amen.
And wherever he is, I love. Wherever
Amen.
He is, I want to be.
Yes.
That's
yes.
in every Christian.
Yes.
Amen. God help us to love one another.
Yes.
That's the
yes.
that's the fruit of the Spirit is
yes.
love one for another.
Yes.
Love, all around love. Love to stay on the word even if it hurts,
yes.
brother so-and-so. Brother Bram says this. Let me find it. I know I got a quote somewhere. Is it in? It's in his book. That's right. Marriage of the Lamb. I just finished it. Oh, my. It's powerful stuff. I love the message of the hour.
Amen.
I'm sorry. People want to ridicule this or that, but oh, my. It just tastes so good.
Yes, it does.
Amen. Oh, no. Lord, help me. The Bible says it's wrong for women to act that way and for men to let them do it. That's both of you. A man that'll let his woman get out in the street with naked, with clothes on like that, I got little respects for him even being a man.
Mm.
He's a puppet.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, there's an attitude behind that. If you're going to be a legalistic attitude, you'll never convert your wife to the God.
Amen.
That's not how you do it. But you need to stand on the word.
Amen.
I say, honey, you know what the Bible said about that? You're going to commit adultery.
Right.
That's what it said. A woman that lives in pleasures is dead while she lives. You need to recognize that that's the word.
Right. Yes.
And there's a right spirit to do it because you care about your wife. You want her to come to Christ. You're not just doing it because you're more spiritual than her.
Good.
You're so much better than her. And, you know, why did God give me this woman? So I'm telling you, take that attitude. You'll drive them right out.
Right.
And time again. It goes the same the other way too. Woman
right.
want to convert a man, you just beat him over the head all the time. No.
Right.
No, it's all right to say the word, but there better be a heart of love behind
Amen.
That.
Amen. Yes.
Right, amen.
Amen. He's a puppet, that's right. She's using him as a dish rag. Shame on you. You ought to be men. Now I'm gonna bring this home. And a pastor will let his church get by with such things without blasting the tar out of it from the pulpit. He's a sissy.
That's right.
That's good.
What we need is men, the gospel, not with rubber gloves, but with the power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost with the Word. The Bible says these things are wrong. It's wrong for people to do that way, to act that way. It ought to be preached and lived everywhere.
Amen.
Or the church needs a purging, a cleaning out. Esther purged her heart before God, walked up with a meek and humble spirit, the church that's going to be the bride of Christ. Now remember, Esther refused the world's adornment.
Amen.
She took the spirit in her heart to go before the king. And the women today, the church that thinks she's going to get in because she's got more numbers, she's got the best dressed crowd, she's got the biggest organizations, the biggest church in the city, and things like that, you'll miss it a million miles if you're dependent on that.
Right.
It's a sweet, kind, reverent spirit of the Word of God, washed by the water of the Word, and the Word in you, it's a washing. Amen. The church needs a washing,
Hallelujah.
A full gospel washing. That's right. Now, not just the part washing, but a full gospel washing. Cleaned up, made new creatures in Christ Jesus. Jesus' bride is not a dirty bride.
Amen.
He wouldn't have his bride dirty.
Right.
Amen.
And I want to turn to that. How many knows the story of Esther?
Yeah.
I'm going to try to wrap it up here in a minute. The story of Esther, actually the book of Esther, how many knows that it's the only book in the Bible that doesn't have any name for God in it? You know that? It never has Elohim or Jehovah. It never says any of that because it's just such a perfect type. If you're in the Spirit at all, you're going to see it.
Amen.
I'm telling you right now, I even did a Bible study years ago, and I began to realize that the whole message, you can just tie it right in. Tie right into the whole way through. How Mordecai, you know, is the Holy Ghost leading us in the right way. And he is a relative too, but he's not the one we're interested in. He's leading us the way we need to go.
Yes.
Hallelujah. How the judgments were coming on the world. Amen. And the bride was there to stand in the gap.
Amen.
As she has been in every age. The only reason God didn't destroy this world a long time ago is the elect were standing there crying
Hallelujah.
For the sins of the world.
Yes.
Amen. And that same God should live in you, mind's heart, and do the same thing. Let me go there. And the book of Esther starts out, and I'm just going to paraphrase this. Excuse me. But we know that King Ahasuerus, he had a mighty big kingdom, just like our Christ has a mighty big kingdom.
Amen. Right.
And it took him, I think it was 180 days he was showing off this place. That's 6 months. You're showing off what? It takes you about 6 minutes for me to show you off my stuff. It takes him 6 months to show all these princes and nobles and all these big time people all his stuff that he had in his kingdom. But at the end, he wanted to hold a big feast and he wanted his bride to come and show her off a little bit. And there's a right spirit to do that, brother, sister. I tell you what, I love to brag on my wife.
Amen.
I do, because the Bible says, not to lift her up above any other woman, but just to lift her up that I appreciate her.
Amen.
It's the greatest gift. If God could have given a man anything better, he would have done it. But when God saw a man had a need, he found it in him.
Right.
It was the woman.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And if the man would just stay in his place and the woman would stay in her place, how glorious it would be. That's the only thing that destroyed this nation. Amen. When the houses were established on the Word of God and they did things according to the Word, where the man really was the head, the women really submitted themselves, the man really loved the woman as himself, and the women were there to raise the children.
Right.
As Brother Bram said, the woman gets out of the kitchen, she gets out of her place.
Amen.
You can't say that in 2014, but I just did anyways.
Amen.
Because it needs to be said.
Amen.
That's why the nation's falling apart. You show me one other thing that's done. You say it's pot. No, it's because some woman didn't take care of their kids and they were out running around and they found pot. They wouldn't have found pot 200 years ago.
Right.
Or weed or whatever you want to call this stuff of the world. It's a bunch of nonsense.
Yeah, right.
But King Ahasuerus wanted his wife to come out. And the Bible says, but Queen Vashti refused to come at the king's commandment by his chamberlain. Therefore was the king very wroth, and his anger burned in him. And it's the same with Christ. Christ came to the earth. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. He didn't just pat him on the back and say, well, I guess it's okay. He said, you're of your father the devil, and his work shall do.
Yeah.
Amen.
What will you say when you see me ascend up to the right hand of the Father? When you realize that the prince of this world is already judged, and you're judged with him because you're his children.
Amen.
Right.
There came a day when that Jewish bride was supposed to come to Christ. It was right there at Calvary.
Right.
They were supposed to accept him as the Messiah. What did they do? They turned him down. They refused. Why? Because the chamberlains. The chamberlains were the king's. It was the people that would send his messages. And they were eunuchs in themselves. Because they didn't have life in themselves now.
Yeah.
They were sending the message from the king. Do you hear me now?
Yeah.
The servant of the Lord's were coming, and they came, and Moses and Elijah, and all the way down. And the Jewish bride now kept turning him down.
Yeah.
The Chamberlains kept coming and they kept not listening.
Right.
And he burned with anger.
Yes.
Because his wife didn't come.
Right.
And he put her out.
Right.
Uh-huh. Jesus put the Jewish bride out.
Yes.
That's exactly right. You know, that's getting divorced and marriage and all those things, but Jesus was supposed to marry her. They didn't want to be with it. He was able to put her away because he's the man, not the woman.
Yes.
Right. And same with you and I. If you don't want to marry Christ, you'll find somebody that'll marry him.
Amen.
If you want to commit adultery on him, he'll put you out right away and find somebody that will. But God have mercy.
Amen.
If you want to go find another husband outside of him.
No.
Oh, he was there when we preached that there's only one husband, there's only one bride.
Yes.
We don't need to be married to nothing else.
Right.
Right.
Amen. And then what happens is one of the chamberlains come up, or one of the counselors, I can't remember exactly, I forget his name, it's like Memucan came up to him and said, you know, your queen has refused and we don't want this spreading around because maybe the rest of the church thinks this is the way it's supposed to be. We need to stop this right now. Like we had a couple Wednesdays ago, those mouths need to be stopped.
Right.
They're spreading false things, you need to say the truth.
Right.
And he said, we don't want this going around. That women said, they'll everywhere, they'll run out on their husbands, and that's exactly what they're doing in this nation.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, right. They just run out, do whatever they want. Because if a woman leaves the Spirit of God, she's the worst creature there is.
Right.
It's just the truth. Yeah. How does abortion even exist the way it does?
Right.
It shows you where a woman would get to.
Right.
Where it's just a slight inconvenience. You know, they don't want to have pain for a few days, so they'll kill a life. God have mercy, exactly right, brother. And this man came up and says, let's go through all the whole nation. Or as Jesus said, let's go throughout the whole world and find a woman that'll be, let's go through the virgins now, not those that have been with some other man. Those that were virgin to the word. Those that didn't take on some denomination. Those that had got rid of all anything else, never got defiled with all of that. And that's what the blood did for you and me.
Yes.
It brought us back to being virgin before Christ.
Amen.
It does. Yes. Like, you got to believe that. I understand we ruined the world. I understand we did wrong and we've married these things. But look, that wasn't you.
Right.
That man died.
Amen.
And the blood has washed it, purified it.
Yes.
And now the virgin bride is within you, it's Christ.
Yes.
The same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes.
Amen.
The same life that was in him is now in you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So they sent a watch out looking for all the women. And they all came. You know how long it took them? It took them six months of purifying or something. 6 months. It took them a year before they even seen the king.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. We talk about us being sincere. That was just for one visit.
Right.
And here we come day in, day out. What are we doing to be sincere about it? Do we pray about services before they get here?
Yeah.
Make it a little easier on the pastor, right? Let's all pray. Let's all believe God.
Right.
Let's realize that we need to be in this. We're a body of Christ.
Yeah.
You talk about the bride of Christ, you need to recognize the bride of Christ and the body of Christ are the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Right. Amen.
Yes.
And these women came. Let me read you what the Bible says. I got to take a drink. Excuse me. Sorry. It's Esther 2:13 says this. Then thus came every maiden unto the king. Whatsoever she desired was given her to go with her out of the house of the women unto the king's house. So right then, I'm telling you, it's your free moral agency.
Right.
They had the choice. Every one of these virgins, they were all virgins to start out with. But when they made the choice, they either would marry the king or not, and they could have anything they wanted. Now watch Esther. Verse 14, in the evening she went, and on the morrow she returned into the second house of the women, to the custody of Shashgaz, the king's chamberlain, which kept the concubines. And she came in unto the king no more, except the king delighted in her, and that she were called by name. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad we had a name change to call us back? Because without that, we wouldn't go more.
Yes,
you take on the name Methodist, you won't go talk to him no more. You're going to the second house, which is the house of death.
Right.
We want to stay in the house of life with
Amen.
The king.
Right.
Amen. Excuse me. Now, when the turn of Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her for his daughter, was coming to the king, she required nothing but what Haggai, the king's chamberlain, the keeper of the woman, appointed.
Amen.
Nothing. None of her own ideas, none of her own doctrines, none of her own feelings. She said, I want to find the king's servant. I'll do whatever he says.
Amen.
They asked Jesus once, how do we do the works of God? Believe on him whom he has sent. Absolutely. How much? Unreserved.
Yeah.
Unreserved. How far do they need to get in that ark? All the way.
Yeah.
1 foot out, they slipped out and died.
Right.
But Lord.
All the way. How much do they need to go follow Moses out to get out of Egypt? All their heart. If they'd have stopped it all, they'd have went right in the Red Sea with all the Egyptians. That's what happened.
Right.
The second the people got out, boom, death.
Amen.
God sends us the message of the hour. He sends us Malachi 4, fulfills the word, Luke 17:30, brings it right before the people. The servant has come and told exactly what the bride needs to have on. Just as Haggai told Esther, here's exactly what you need to put on.
Amen.
Esther just did it.
Amen.
No thinking about it, no reasoning about it. She just went ahead and put it on. When the Bible says don't wear that which pertains to a man, she put the pants back in the fire and put her skirt and dresses back on.
Amen.
When it said to dress modestly, which means loose fitting clothing.
Right. Amen.
How many believe that?
Yeah.
Amen.
That's what the word means. And I'm sorry, but a lot of even you know, well, they got skirts on and things, and it's just as bad as the world.
Yeah.
No. You're missing the point behind it. We're not here to be religious. We're here to fall in love.
Amen.
And I'm not here to try to get as close to the edge and not fall off, because I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to slip.
Yeah. That's it.
But if you'll just hug that mountain, just stay right around there, you ain't got to worry about no cliff. It's too far away from you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I believe the Holy Ghost has always led us closer to the mountain.
That's true.
Amen.
True. He'll let you stagger a little bit, but if you're predestinated, before you get to the edge, he'll be shoving you back over there.
Right.
How's he shoving you back? All of a sudden, you can't pray no more. All of a sudden, you can't find the joy of the Lord no more. And you begin to realize, I need to do something. Then you'll get so sick, you can't do nothing but prayer.
Yeah.
Happened to your pastor, too. Don't worry. Just had it yesterday, sick as a dog that afternoon. Brother Jason saw me. I'm sorry, brother. I just couldn't act like myself. I was just blasted headache. Thought I was going to throw up all kinds of things. I realized, God, have mercy on me. I'm sorry. I'm ready to come back to fellowship.
Amen.
Can I say that and you still think I'm your pastor?
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Can you realize that I'm in the same fight you are?
Yeah.
That I want to do the word with all my heart, but I know how to fight and stumble, but I got enough faith to say, if he called me, he'll keep me to the day of redemption.
Amen.
And I'm willing to say that that was wrong. I shouldn't have picked up an attitude. I shouldn't have got a headache. There's a few things I should have done different that day.
Amen.
I'm aware of that.
Amen.
And I'm not afraid to say that. Thank you, God, for grace.
Yeah.
Why? Because I want to be the bride. I want to be adorned in the spirit of meekness. That when the Lord tells me to repent, I'm meek about it and say, yes, Lord, I will.
Right.
Not fight and well, no, I know that that's what the Brother Bram said, but I don't really want to deal with that, and I'll just push that aside. I know the Bible says that we shouldn't, you know, if anyone loves the things of the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Well, you know, that's kind of okay, but my situation is a little different. No, sir!
Right.
If you got any love for the things of the world, you need to get in the Holy Ghost and let him drive it out of you.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. God help us. Help us,
Lord.
Did not accept anything. We were given a message for a reason.
Yes.
This is the word for us. Just put it on.
Yes.
It'll hold.
Amen.
It'll do it. My, we talk about church order things. Wonder why church don't get order. How about we do what the prophet said?
Yes.
Let's just do that. Hey, how many? It works.
Amen.
What did Brother Bram say? He said, sing two or three songs, get in the spirit, and then let the word come forth. That's what we do here. You say, what special angel came and told me that? His name was William Branham.
Amen.
That's the one that told me that.
Amen.
It was Malachi 4. That's the one that told me that. The spirit of Elijah sent to the end time. That's the one that told me, and that's good enough because that's God's chamberlain for this age.
Amen.
And if you don't like that, well, you're going to have to find another one. But I'll tell you right now, he's just another voice. He's not Moses. He's Balaam out here.
Amen.
He's not Jesus. He's Judas out here.
Yeah.
And he will lead you to death. And you can put it on. Go ahead. But the king won't have no pleasure in you.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that right now. He won't.
Yeah.
You got to put all the word on. You got to do exactly like he said it. Just like Esther did Haggai. And look what happened. Here's why. She required nothing. This is verse 15. But what Haggai, the king's chamberlain, the keeper of the woman, appointed. And Esther obtained favor in the sight of all of them that looked upon her. And the world will tell you you're prettier women to do that. But anybody that's got any spiritual bone will know, no, you're not. It's fake.
Right. Right.
You got your face painted like a barn, you're just fake.
Right.
You gotta... You know, and that's why they come out with all these tight clothing and things to make your body look a certain way and things. That's all filth of the world.
Yes.
Sure.
It's not what God told us to put on.
No.
Told us, and that spirit, I tell you what, it's so rare anymore. Let me just tell you a few things that'll let you know how rare it is to find a real Christian. How many times you see women blush anymore?
Right.
How many times you see women that ain't out there in your face and just spouting off stuff all the time? Brother Bram said, if you look at the women in the church, you'll find what the church is like.
Right.
Yeah.
You'll find the condition of the church because a man, he's a little bit more tactful.
Right.
He can kind of hide things and his emotions and the way he's really feeling a little bit longer. Women typically don't have a very good ability at that.
Right.
You might be the exception, sister, whoever, but typically they get it out faster.
Right. Yeah. True.
But not the bride of Christ. She wants it all out there. She don't want any of herself. She just wants to say, God, I believe in your word. I want to be covered head to toe with the word of God. And that's it. Let me finish reading this. So Esther was taken unto King Ahasuerus into his house royal in the 10th month, the month Tebeth, in the 7th year of his reign. And the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained grace. Hallelujah. Unto each one of us is given grace. Why? Because he knows your desire. He sees your obedience, and he loves it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He gives you grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins. Remember how that said in the book of Proverbs? You know, many virgins have excelled, but you far exceeded all of them.
Yes, amen.
Or that was a Song of Solomon, I believe. All the virgins, so that he set the royal crown upon her head. What is that crown upon you? Mine said the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It shows
amen.
You're his bride.
Right.
Amen.
Nothing else. And made her queen instead of Vashti. Then the king made a great feast unto all his princes and servants, even Esther's feast. And he made a release to the provinces and gave gifts according to the state of the king. And we want the gifts of God, but when we realize that the gifts of God are spitting men that tell you the truth.
Amen.
The gifts of God are prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. And we want gifts of God that are angels that come and visit us and tell us things every step of the way. They don't want the angels that have flesh. They want the ones that don't.
Right.
And God has them.
Amen.
And he sends them. Absolutely. But how the Bible said, many have entertained angels unaware because they came in the form of men.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. I don't believe, I've even heard it taught kind of that angels are just little lights and things, and I believe that's a form they can take on.
Right.
Absolutely. The pillar of fire is a form of God he can take on as being light. As we saw Brother Prophet's head, but they look like men.
Right.
I believe that. Some have
Amen.
Wings, some don't.
Right.
There's a whole economy of God, and I can't explain it all. All I know is he talked about a great feast that Ahasuerus had here, a man that had 6 months to show off his kingdom. I wonder what kind of feast that was. But here's
right.
the King of Glory.
Yeah.
He says, and if I go, I prepare a place for you.
Yeah.
And before we get there, come to the wedding supper.
Amen.
Oh my, it's got the best
so
food.
My.
It's laid
yes.
out. It's got the best fellowship you ever had.
Lord.
But we need to put away the world's fellowship. The world's, even when it, look, church, I want us to be, no, we got to be as sincere as we can because I want to see you blessed. I want to see you in the Spirit. And so many times, even church things, we usually have fellowship this afternoon. Leave that go until church is done.
Yes.
Just let it don't matter. Let the food burn. I don't care. Let me get my soul right with God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'll just fast today.
Yes.
Can we fast once a while?
Yes. Amen.
And that's actually, I just realized, that was something I thought about. If God wants us to have a new church, I pray we all fast and pray about it.
Yes.
Because I don't believe in being haphazard. I've seen too many men do that.
Yes.
And it falls apart. If God don't build it, it won't stand.
Amen. Amen. That's right. Amen.
And I believe in fasting and prayer and seeking
Amen.
The Lord. Even Esther, remember when it came time that they were going to be destroyed by Haman's plot, he said, fast, pray for me.
Yes.
I'll say as your pastor, pray for me.
Yes.
I love you too.
Yeah.
And I need to pray for you more. I understand. And vice versa, we can all do more for the kingdom of God. But God, give us the heart's desire to do that.
Amen.
You know how dependent we are on Him, 100%.
Yeah.
But you got to say it.
Right.
You got to believe it.
Yes.
You can't just say vain repetition. That's why the Bible says that.
Right.
You're just spouting off. Well,
right.
I'll just say the Lord's Prayer again, or I'll just pray what I always do, and no heart behind it. It won't get nowhere.
Right.
Prayer is not a religious activity.
No.
It is communion.
Amen.
It's fellowship. You're talking
yes.
to somebody, and sometimes, I've been there. You got to say, God, help me. What's wrong?
Yes.
What's wrong with me? Why can't I break through? And you begin to get in the Spirit and just cry and letting everything fall off, and it does.
Amen.
Because God's right there. He's waiting for you to be sincere.
Yes, sure.
He was sincere.
Yes.
He came from his throne to make a body of flesh and come and die on the cross for us. And then when we had 2,000 years of people teaching us a bunch of false doctrine, he said, no.
Right.
I won't smite the earth with a curse. You go read Malachi 4. If he wouldn't have said it, he said, I'll smite the earth with a curse.
Amen.
But he did it.
Yes.
He had mercy. And he sent us the word so we could come back. Not because he hated us, because he wanted to fellowship with us.
Right.
He wanted a bride like him because it was the greatest bride there could be.
Yes.
He wants to pour out his blessings to you, but he will not make himself unholy.
Yes.
Right.
Amen.
What do you think Adam and Eve would have done if they had to eat the tree of life after they had done what they did? How many want sin to be in Jerusalem?
No.
How many wants to have mind battles when you get to heaven?
No.
Aren't you glad God kicked him out of the garden?
Amen.
Amen.
Aren't you glad God, that's why he has the three measures or the three works of grace the way he does. Justification by faith.
Yeah.
God forgive me, cleanse me, change me.
Sure.
Sanctification of the heart by the Holy Ghost, where he comes and literally cleans out the old man
and
kills him because you've yielded yourself to him. So a way it can happen.
Right.
You hold on, it won't happen.
Right.
And I'm talking anything.
Yeah.
How many can say that? You held on to one thing and it went too long and it didn't work.
Yeah.
You had to die. You had to let it go.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
No, you got to come the same way as we opened up with this. You've got to come the way of the door.
Amen. Right.
And then after that, if you're like Judas, you let that happen. But if you don't get to the Holy Ghost, the inner man, to get in there, the man of faith, to keep everyone out, you'll be seven times worse. That's exactly what happened to Judas.
Yeah.
You can see it kind of influencing him a little bit when he carried the bag and says, why was this money wasted on this ointment to anoint Jesus? You can see it was a little worse, but once he had finally turned the word down, he got seven times worse, and he sold out the Son of God.
Amen.
Yeah.
But Esther didn't sell out. She didn't sell out at all. She could have now, as we just read it.
Yeah.
She can have any adornment she wants, and you're sitting here right now the same.
Right.
You're sitting here right now in the same situation.
Yeah.
The doors are open for glory. That's why God sent this message around the world seven times so every soul could hear it.
Amen.
It's on the internet now. God help us. We have access to way more than what we can even get to.
It's true.
Amen.
Yeah.
What are we doing with it?
Yeah.
Are we putting it on? I'm challenging you. Absolutely. I understand this ain't a nice pat on the back kind of message, but it's the truth. Look what Brother Matt says. I'm going to read a few quotes here. I'm going to close up right on this. That's exactly what you older Christians are doing for these younger. Exactly right. You're supposed to be examples.
Right.
And look how he brings it home here. You Pentecostals that profess to have the Holy Ghost, you are to be an example for the Methodists and Baptists and Presbyterians. Not like the First Lady, but like Jesus, you're supposed to be. He tells you in here, he's talking about the Bible, what to do, how to do it. We must follow his rules and examples.
Amen.
But that's the way we find Esther. This queen wouldn't listen to him, Vashti now. She wouldn't come, humiliated him, said, if the first lady of the land sets an example like that, all the rest of the women will do it. So then when a man calls for his wife, she'll say, go jump in the river. See, boy, he really foretold America, didn't he? Now we find out that in doing that, then there was a man that had some wisdom about him. Come up. And counseled with the king, he said, the thing to do is excommunicate her. Kick the denominational thought out the church right now.
Right.
You still listening today? Still listening today? You hear me?
Amen.
Maybe you can't understand me too well. Excuse me. The thing to do is excommunicate her and send out through the nation and call in all the virgins that there is, young virgins, and there pick yourself a wife. It pleased the king. So he sent out the chambermaids. And so forth, and he went out to pick all the young virgins that could, the beautiful women throughout all the kingdoms, and the provinces that he was over, and that was that which was the greatest in the world. And you think you were just called haphazardly? You're just looking the wrong way. Yes, we're the scum of the world. We're the offscurry. We're like sheep for the slaughter. But on the inside of a Christian is something that just catches God's eye.
Amen.
It's himself. He can see himself as the Son. He became the Son, and the Son is now in us. And he can see that life, and it just pulls his heart right toward us. And when it did, it come to this little Jewish girl. She was rather a kind of an off cast, because like the Gentiles, you see, she was more of an off to one side, and she had no father, mother. Mordecai, her uncle, was raising her, and she had to go to qualify. And what they did, they had to take these girls in for purification for so many months. They had to perfume them and do all kinds of adorning and fix them all up so they could go before the king. Now that's just about the way the world wants to fix the church today. Adorn it with the world, pattern after the things of the world, trying to get more members, trying in anything in their fellowship, or taking in anything in their fellowship.
Yeah.
Oh, just come on, take communion, living in sin and things. Go ahead, that's fine. We'll just pay your tithes now. Just make sure you get. No, sir. If you're not Holy Ghost filled after a while here in the world, you probably ain't gonna be here.
Right.
One way or another, either you'll just be who you are and you'll be Judas and you'll walk out, or the Holy Ghost will slay you right here.
Amen.
Right.
I'm telling you, that's the Bible time, and I believe we live in it.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Get more. It's a pitiful thing. One organization trying to beat the other one. Take anything in for a member. You might take them in this organization, but they'll never come into the fellowship of Christ until they're cleaned up and born again of the Spirit of God. That's true. They might have their name on a book here, but not up there.
Right.
On the Lamb's Book of Life, till it's wrote with the blood of the Lord Jesus. Let me skip ahead here a little bit. A lot of Pentecostal women wearing clothes that pertains to a man, and God said it's an abomination in His sight. That's right. How do you expect to go to heaven like that? It shows that the Holy Spirit isn't in there.
Amen.
If the Holy Spirit was in there, it'd condemn you.
Amen.
Right. Oh, you might shout, speak with tongues, run up and down, dance in the Spirit. I've seen Hindus do that, and Indians and everything else. That don't mean nothing unless there's a life to back up what you're talking about.
Amen.
Right.
Power of the Holy Ghost to make godly living people. That's the bride of Christ. Esther was to become a bride, so she didn't want none of the adorning of the world. She wanted to go in through the king just like she was. She adorned themselves like the Pentecostal women ought to, with a meek, humble spirit. And when all these fancy first ladies come by with all their new fandango things, the king looked at them and put them in the chambers with the concubines. But when this Esther came into his sight, he got a glimpse of that sweet, humble, meek spirit. He said, that's her.
Amen.
Go get the crown and put it on her head. That's it. Let them adorn themselves with that kind of a spirit. Not only the women, but the men too. Adorn themselves with that kind of a spirit. Then you're becoming ready for the bride. Sweet, reverent Esther made her heart clean. The bride has made herself ready.
Amen.
Yes.
Excuse me. Esther cleaned herself. She cleaned her heart. That's what she cleaned. That's what the church needs, a heart cleaning. How do you clean your heart, Brother Branham?
Amen. Yeah.
Washed by the water of the Word.
Yeah.
Through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes. Amen.
The Bible said it's wrong for women to act that way and for men to let them do it.
Yeah.
That's both of you. A man that'll let his woman go out in the street with naked, with clothes on like that, I got little respects for him being a man. He's a puppet. That's right. She used him as a dish rag. Shame on you. You ought to be mad.
Yeah.
You got one more I wanted to read. There it is. Neither is the Church of Christ of the Lord. Excuse me. If a woman come up to get married, and she looked like she'd come out of a pig pen out there, a man that's got any dignity about her, about him, wouldn't marry her. He'd make her clean herself up. And when the Church of Christ comes up to get married, thinks she's going in the bride with all the world tagging on to her, Christ's bride won't be like that. No, sir. Neither is Church of Christ of the Lord Jesus Christ. That church is not a ragged church either, with worn out rags of denominations. She don't have any, have to be a member of some great denomination. She has to be blood washed, blood bought. Not saying we belong to the biggest church, the biggest organization, or this, that, or the other. She's got to be pure, sanctified, holy, without spot or wrinkle by the blood of her Savior, Jesus Christ. Like Esther, the hidden man in the heart. Who's the hidden man? Is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The hidden man, the meekness and gentleness of the Spirit of God in the human heart, not the glory and class of the world. It's always said that the world shines, the gospel glows. Oh, it's a million miles apart. Hollywood shines. The Church of Christ glows with loveliness and soft and sweet and sweet and kind. That's right. Esther didn't want to adorn herself with all the modern apparel of the world. That wouldn't look like a king's wife. And do we, wanting to be like the world, and would that look like a holy man's wife? See, now let's just be intellectually honest. If you saw a woman dressed like they are nowadays, would you think that Jesus Christ would marry that woman? Just be honest with yourself. People that think that, you know, I've heard him trying to argue that, you know, Jesus wouldn't worry about me smoking pot. You really think so? You're insane. You really think you could see Jesus out there smoking a blunt or whatever they call it. You really can picture that. You can see sitting there seeing him drinking a Budweiser. You can tell me you see Jesus doing that. You tell me his life lives in you and you think that that's what he would do. You're a liar and you're deceived.
Amen.
It's a shame. You think that God would want you showing your body off, women, to the world?
No.
Even when you marry, and it's a shame that we don't even know. Does anybody know why you're supposed to kiss your husband at the altar when you get married? That's supposed to be your first kiss.
Right.
And I know most of us, you know, the situations we've had and things that wasn't, and God, I believe you're at least honest enough to say it should have been.
Sure.
I hope so. But that, it's just a shame. It shows you that the moral character, it's all gone. It's all gone.
Right.
Anything that had any truth is being destroyed because the devil is creating his Eden.
Amen.
And his eyes is perfectly sin.
Right.
The bride refused it all. Look, countless versions came through that process just like Esther did. But instead of just accepting what the messenger had to say, they had their own thoughts about it.
Right.
They said, well, I'll wear this fancy jewel of the world. I put this necklace on. Yeah, it's just a chain that'll drag you to hell.
Right.
It's okay to wear a little jewelry and things. I'm not trying to be, you know, if your husband bought you something or nothing. But, you know, as the prophet said, if you look like you went through a 10-cent store with a magnet on. Chances are there's something wrong.
Amen.
Amen. You're being vain somewhere. You're trying to attract.
We
should never want to attract that way.
That's right.
And that goes for men, too, in this age. It's getting just as bad.
Right.
God help us. I want to be a holy man's wife.
Yeah.
As I said before, if the whole church did what you were doing, would you consider this a spiritual church?
Sure.
You see how that, just don't worry about your brother and say, oh, it's their fault. No, you look at you for a minute and say, do I look like a holy man's wife?
Yeah.
Do I look like the bride of Christ? Am I adorned in the Spirit of God? Is my heart's desire only to him, or do I have all these other lovers?
Yeah.
Uh-huh, sure.
You might not have thought this kind of a message from the scripture we read, but he said he sent gifts unto men. And he told you what those were. Apostles, prophets, teachers, pastors, evangelists. And that's where we're at right now. The gift sent to you. What is the gift to do until we all come into the unity of the faith? How are we going to do that? Get sin out of our lives.
Amen.
Keep it out.
Yes.
It's the love of God that tells us these things.
Jesus.
It's the love of God that keeps us from being ignorant of the sin that's taken over the world. You know how many people in the integrity of their heart are trying to serve God, but because they're caged up by the devil, they can't?
Good.
I believe that's where the foolish virgin is right now.
Yeah.
She's got that heart's desire to serve God, but she'll never be in the king's chamber because she's not a part of him.
Yeah.
It's true. It's good.
I want to be the bride without spot or wrinkle. And if we'll all find our places, just forgetting all the things of the world, forgetting even church, you know, worrying about other things and stuff. No, focus on him. God, am I walking in step with you?
Amen.
And if we'll all find our position and stay there, don't try to be something you're not. Just love God right where you're at. You say, well, I ain't doing nothing here. Oh, my. You only know how many times a preacher appreciates people that love God.
Amen.
It makes it all work. It doesn't go nowhere if they don't. I can show you times on tapes. Brother Branham said, there's nothing I can do for you. Yeah, I can feel. I remember one time in particular, he was just getting almost frustrated. So I can tell you, the devil's telling me you don't believe this.
Right.
He said, it's on this woman. You missed it. Shame on you.
Uh-huh.
I can't do nothing for you if you don't believe me.
Right.
That's what the angel told him.
Yeah.
He said, if you get the people to believe you, nothing will stand before your prayer, not even cancer. And I believe the bride's got the exact same commission today.
Exactly.
If you think I'm spouting this off because I'm trying to establish my church as Brother Andrew, you never get anything. You might as well not come. I'm not afraid to lose members to say that, because I'm interested in people that want to go home.
Yeah.
People that want to go in the kingdom.
Yeah.
I'm interested in people that want to get the Holy Ghost, that want to be right with God, not people that want to play games. If you want to play games, go find a church that plays games. They're all over. Go find one.
Yeah.
I think in Defiance right now, there's 70-something churches. You go find one that won't preach any of this.
Right.
Actually, I guarantee you can't find one that'll preach any of it.
That's right.
We need to come in the unity of the faith. Unto the stature of the perfect man. Remember, the body of Christ and the bride is the same thing.
Yeah.
So as we're building up the body, we are building up the bride of Christ.
Yeah.
It's absolutely hand in hand the same. And the only way for that to work is speaking the truth in love.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
That's what the Bible said, to where every joint can start supplying one another. Because if we're all saying the truth, and we're all in love with one another, the way we're supposed, how are you going to do that? By the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Anointed with the Holy Ghost, not just out here and just when you feel good at all times. On the hidden man of the heart. I know we've heard these things, but when are we going to apply it?
Amen.
When are we going to stop waiting for somebody else to do this and realize it's on you?
Amen. Yes.
People think we're not going to rapture because so and so and so and so. No, if your attitude's that way, it's you we're waiting on.
That's right.
Right.
What are you doing for the body of Christ? That's what we need to find out. That's what we need to find out. Because if you're a part of the body, I can read it there, but I'm trying to close. It says every joint supplies.
Yeah.
That means you've got something to give to the body.
Amen.
And if you're not giving it, you're holding on to it, and you're being selfish.
That's right.
The bride won't be that way.
No.
The bride will be like Christ.
Amen.
All the power of God was in him, and what did he do? Handed it out anywhere anybody would take it.
Amen.
Yeah.
How powerful was that? He just had a little compassion on old mother that lost her child. Look at how powerful that was. All he had to do was go over and say, don't cry, no. I don't want you to cry anymore. Yeah. And raise the boy up from the dead.
Yes.
He had some friends that remember the Spirit told him not to, he ignored their calls.
Right.
Can you realize that sometimes the Holy Spirit will tell me to not talk to you?
Yeah.
Because I'm not your God.
Right.
And God don't want me to be your God.
Right.
Even Jesus the flesh didn't want people looking to him. They said, you've got to find the Father.
Yeah.
Because I can't help you. But if you can get the Father that's in me and you, then you'll have the same life I have.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes.
They called for him as Lazarus and everybody knew. Everybody knew it was his friends. And he ignored their calls. Ignored them. And finally what happened? Lazarus died. And oh my, those of us who don't have a whole lot of faith, what did you throw in the towel? Message was wrong in the first place. Well, watch it happen. People that profess, they didn't have nothing.
Right.
Remember, those that seem like they have it, but they really have nothing, they're going to even be taking away what they even seem like they have.
Yeah.
Only those that have it will hold on.
Yeah.
And give them more. And as he watched, and Jesus knew the whole time how God helped us to believe.
Yeah.
He knew the whole time what was going to happen.
Right.
That's why he wasn't too worried about it.
That's right.
But even as a man, when he looked at the grave and he could see Lazarus was dying, he could feel that atmosphere of just mourning all around. Because they didn't just watch him die. He suffered and died. He had something that was a sickness, remember? Because they kept trying to get him to come and heal. And he kept waiting. Eventually he died. And he could feel that all around. And then the compassion began to move on Jesus. And he even started weeping. I wonder how many times we make him weep.
Right.
That had stopped the Master. He had a plan that he already seen from the Father. And he said, God, I said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast already heard me.
Amen.
But just for these that are around me, let me say this for a minute. Lazarus, come forth.
Amen.
And a man that was dead 4 days rose out of the grave. And the same God is here today.
Hallelujah.
In the form of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, it's the same Jesus Christ. And if you've received His Spirit, He lives in you. If you haven't, you are none of His. Let's stand together. I'm not here to play church. We're here to be right with God. We're here to be sincere. Dad, I just want you to exactly right there. I want you to worship in the Spirit. Just Dad. I want everybody else. I don't want you to think about singing just this minute. Let's all bow our heads to Him. The adorned bride is the only bride of Christ. There's nothing else. If you're not adorned in His Spirit, if you don't have the fruit of the Spirit in your life, you don't have the gifts of the Spirit in your life, if you're just totally drained of anything of the Word of God, it's time to get right. You've got something that's blocking it, because God wants you to have the Holy Ghost more than you want to get it.
Yes, amen.
And as we take this sincere moment, I'm going to challenge your faith today. And this goes for anyone that's here. If that was you today, you could say, Father, I'm sorry. I've loved others. I haven't loved you with all my heart. I've loved this entertainment of the world. I've loved the adorning of the world. I've loved the things of the world. I like the music of the world. I like the shows of the world. I like the attractions of the world. And I'm sitting there flirting with that stuff. And you say, God, forgive me. Have mercy on my soul. And have enough faith to let Him speak back. God, forgive. And let that blood that's all around this place, the Holy Spirit's here. Remember, the blood comes upon us as the Spirit of God. It's the life that came from the blood, the Holy Ghost that's here. And you feel all around you. That's the power of God.
Yeah.
And if you're sincere enough to raise your hand, you make your heart an altar. We don't have an altar here. You've got to make your heart an altar. Don't be haphazard about it. Don't be halfway about it. You know, surrender is bold. The universal sign of surrender is both hands in there. Say, I surrender. Hallelujah. I'm not trying to work on emotion. I'm trying to, God, your free moral agency, are you willing to choose Him?
say, Lord, I want to be a holy man's wife. I want to be pure and clean. Hallelujah. God bless you, Chan. I appreciate your sincerity. There's nothing in the world that you can't get anybody to be sincere anymore. And look at this. Whole hands, almost the whole building, hands raised. People that want to be right with God. Realize, Church of the Living God, nobody in the world does that anymore. Oh my, I've been to concerts and you hear them sing songs about the cross and about getting right with God, and they get done and they ask for an altar call and nobody moves. And here you are. The Spirit still moves on you. When you see Him discern you and He tells you what's wrong, you don't sit there and get mad about it. You just say, Lord, help me. I'm sorry. Can you recognize that that's His love to you? He's not trying to destroy you. He loves you. Hallelujah. He wants to spend all eternity with you. Hallelujah. I think it's just time to rededicate ourselves. You just got to lay your heart on the altar. You lay your life on the altar. We ain't here to just shout and scream. We're here to die today. We want to be the bride. We want to be the right, Lord God. We want to have a church that doesn't have any sin in it. We want to be dead to the things of the world. That when Satan would come and the temptations all around. I understand that, church, but we've got the Holy Ghost. Greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world.
Yes, amen.
Say, God, give us the faith to believe it. The atonement was made. Look, when He gave you the Holy Ghost, He knew your sins, past, present, and future. He knew you'd repent right now. And I tell you, in the name of Jesus Christ, He forgives you. Let the condemnation, you let go of it now. Don't be proud. Don't be reserved. Just let it go. Yeah, I see the Spirit moving on some of you. I want you to cry and just get in this. Just go ahead and do it. That's the Holy Ghost. That ain't some random spirit. That's Him. Just die all the way out. You got to fall on the ground and proselyte yourself. You go ahead. Just die out. If you're halfway, you'll never get there. Never. It's got to be a total surrender. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I'm going to challenge you today. I don't want you to come for prayer. I'll pray. Let's pray for each other. Let's pray as a body of Christ. Oh, God, let us be right. You pray for one another. You pray for even your own heart. Oh, God, make me pure and clean before you. Help my brothers and sisters. You feel the conviction of the Holy Spirit all around this place. That's how you show the love of God, is to love His children. Oh, Jesus, help my brother and sister. Oh, praise His glorious name. Yeah, keep singing, please. It's real soft. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the altar call right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. You've got to seek Him your own way. I've led you to Him now. I can't do anymore. It's up to you. Are you willing to let it go? Sister, are you willing to let go of that dominating spirit, that spirit of this wicked age that makes you rile up and not be humble and meek and quiet? And all, are you ready to let that go? Are you ready to be in the house and raise your children in the admonition of God, not taking shortcuts and going, well, I'll just be lazy today. I'm not going to pray with my children. Say, God, make me more like you. He's got a deeper walk for you. Child's the same way. You say, I know mommy and daddy trying to lead me the right way, and they might stumble and fall, but I'm looking to you, Jesus. Can I be a real Christian today? That I don't have to have mommy and daddy tell me to pray. I'll get up and pray because I love the Lord. I'll serve Him with all my heart because I love Him, not because somebody's making me love Him. I love Him. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, saints, each one. God bless your sincere heart. Hallelujah. Daddy, you the same way? Making excuses. You're too tired to do this today. You're too tired. You're just going to take it easy. I know we're tired. Well, we got a millennium to live for. Let us work while there's still a little light. It's going to fade out soon. You're the only light in the world. I've seen your families. I've seen them that have seen the light, and they know it's true, and they want it. Oh, help you. God, help you to shine. Not shine like the world, but glow the gospel light. That it just vibrates in a meek, humble spirit. That when you're on the job, brother, they know that Christ is around. It's possible you can live that life. Christ paid for it. I repent the same, church. God, forgive me. Falling so short for being lazy, spiritually speaking. Physically, Lord. Forgive me for squandering your time that you've blessed me with. For squandering even your finances you give us, Lord, and all the things that you bless us with. Lord, I'm so sorry. I've misused it so many times. Help me to be more sincere. Lord, make me more sincere. I want to love you with all my heart. I want to love you just unreserved, Lord Jesus. I just want to worship you in spirit and in truth. I want you to receive my worship. I want you to have fellowship with me, Lord. And I know you're always there. But I want to say I'm sorry that I fellowshiped with other things, Lord, when I could have fellowshiped with you. Oh, God. Help this people, I pray. If there's one soul here that has not received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, sealed into the body of Christ, may they receive it today in the name of Jesus Christ. I adjure you as God's servant. If you haven't been baptized in Jesus Christ's name, if you haven't repented of your sins and received the Holy Ghost, I warn you, your time is coming up soon. Respond to the Word while the Word is still here. There'll be a day when the Word will leave, which is Christ. He'll leave this earth and you'll be left to your own merit. And God have mercy on any man that would try to walk with his own merit into the holy presence of God. Why would you do that? Don't be so foolish. You're the greatest fool there ever was. Don't flirt with the things of the world. That stuff will kill you. Samson thought he was getting away with it too, but one day he realized he was going to die and he didn't get away with anything. But Samson had enough faith to realize he needed to come back to God. But there was still a God there. Oh, hallelujah. A real revival right now. Don't stop one step short, bride of Christ. You go until that condemnation is gone. You go until you're back in the presence of God the way you know you ought to be, where you feel the peace of God living in you. Guest of honor right now. That's why you don't hear me saying a lot. I'm letting him speak to you. I'm going to sing softly. I'm just going to stay in this atmosphere. Called, but few are chosen. Many virgins came before the king, but only one was accepted, the one that took on the adornment of the word, the one that obeyed with all their heart, the one that didn't make up excuses, that didn't say it was okay to live in sin, but the one that was willing to say, God, I'm wrong, have mercy on me, a sinner, one that was willing to take on the robe of the Holy Ghost, that was willing to say, I'll suffer your shame, Lord Jesus. I'll suffer persecution for your name's sake. I know I'll lose my friends. I'll lose my enjoyments in this world, but I'm going to put on the adornment of the Holy Spirit. I'm not going to be ashamed that I'm Pentecostal and have received the Holy Ghost and I speak in tongues and the power of God moves through my body and I pray for the sick and they get well. I'm not going to be ashamed on the job when I feel the Holy Spirit unction me to witness. I will do it because I'm going to be like Esther and put on the adornment of the bride. Hallelujah. I feel that grieving of the Spirit. You've got to yield yourself.
Yes, Lord.
You've got to just let it all go. You've got to let your heart be torn to pieces so God can build it up again. If your hand's involved in it at all, it will not be right. If you still think you're any good at all without Him, you're nothing. You need to die to that pride. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Help each one in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus.
Thank you.
You go ahead and praise Him. I ain't trying to make you. You worship the Lord. That is respecting Him. Worrying about lunch and things, that's not respecting God. Worrying about worshiping is respecting God.
Yes.
Don't worry about your flesh. I know them knees hurt. I know your back's aching.
Yes.
Oh, that's a bunch of the devil. You worship Him. You praise Him anyhow. My arms hurt. Praise Him.
Holy, holy, holy.
Oh, hallelujah.
Holy, holy, holy.
Hallelujah, yes. Hallelujah. Jehoshaphat one time was going to fight in the army. There was a battle coming, raging. And just before, when they didn't know what to do, they all began to fast and pray. And the Holy Spirit fell on a man. And He says, stand still and see the salvation of your God. The battle's not yours, it's the Lord's. You've got to give it to Him in faith. You've got to let Him destroy the old man. You've got to let Him give you new life. He'll do it if you'll let Him. Praise the living God. Praise You, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, I've done all I know how to do. I feel You here, Lord. I feel You moving on the hearts of the people. I pray for each one of them, Lord, that whatever You're trying to say to them, they'll respond and they'll receive of the Spirit of God, that we'll walk out of here a bride without spot or wrinkle. We'll walk out of here with the joy of the Lord on our face and the love of God shed abroad in our hearts. Grant to each one, I pray, in Jesus Christ's name. And as we sit in Your presence, if there's any that's afflicted of the devil, I pray, Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke your infirmities. You have no power over the church living God. Lord, we come through Your blood. We've got faith that washes us clean. Oh, let the unction of the Holy Spirit, let it just come alive in our hearts today. May many signs and wonders follow every person that's here. May there be much fruit of the Spirit, Lord. And when we put out 30-fold, may You just prune us again. And may 60-fold come. And may You prune us again. And may it be 100-fold. That there be fruit laying all around that any hungry soul could come and eat from. We commit ourselves to You. We reconsecrate ourselves. And once more, I ask, Lord, if there's one heart that's not right with You, may they find You today. Be changed from death unto life in the name of Jesus Christ. Hear my humble cry, Lord. Help the church, the living God. I just pray for each one, Lord, that they just have that touch from them. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Now You stay there until You know. You stay there until you can get through every doubt by the Spirit of God and cut through everything of the devil and be right there in the presence of God in peace and love and joy and realize He loves you. If your heart condemns you, you'll never be in the presence of God. But if your heart condemns you not, then you can ask whatever you want and God will give it to you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh my. Presence is so thick here right now. If you can't surrender to God now, I don't see how you could ever do it after today. This doesn't happen all the time, church. God is here to get something done. He said, I sent my word and it will not return unto me void, but it'll accomplish what I've intended for it. Hallelujah. He sent gifts unto men. And that's just not the fivefold ministry. It's the entire body of Christ is gifted with the grace of God. We should be moving in prophecies and tongues, interpretations, laying hands and miracles. But we've got to get all this sin out of the way. You've got to come with all the condemnation pushed into the blood of Christ so you can walk free to let the Spirit use you. That way your mind can leave and the mind of Christ can act. Grant it, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You listen to that still small voice. When Elijah was seeking the Lord, there was thunders coming. There was fires ablaze and there was earthquakes shaking. But that didn't attract his attention. He was looking for the voice of God. And he said it was a still small voice. That's the voice that's in your heart that says you know you're wrong. You know you need to make that right. You know you haven't fully surrendered just yet. That's the voice of God in your heart. But he's telling you that because you can do it today. And if you'll just do it, you'll just let go. He'll fill all the voids with his spirit. Don't hold on to your life in this. If you hold on to your life here, you'll lose your life there. But if you'll let go of your life here, he'll give you life eternal. And he said he'd give you 100-fold or whatever you let go of in this life. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm not even looking around. I'm just basking in his presence. The Spirit is here. You can have anything you want, church living God. You just speak. You speak that closer walk with God. You speak the power of God back in the house. You bring that family altar back to where it ought to be. You bring that prayer life back where it ought to be. You kick out the TV. You kick out the internet back out in the games and wasted things of the world. You kick that back out. You get it all out of there. You get out your pride. You get out your lust and all those things of the world. You kick that out right now in the power of God. You women kick out those skimpy dresses and those low-cut shirts and things of that sort. You go ahead and kick that out in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord. The bride has made herself ready. You've been given the word to be ready. You children that are seeking the Lord for that walk, it's right there. Don't let the devil keep it out there in front of you. It's not even mommy. They love you. They appreciate you. They want you to serve God. But you've got that seed in you too. You speak that word. You walk with God. Granted to each one in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 Say, Lord, I'm dedicating myself back again. Whatever it is. You ain't paying your tithes, pay your tithes, church living God. Get out of that curse. You skipping church for things you know you ought to be there? You go ahead and kick that out of your life. Say, God, by your help, by your grace, I'm going to make it every time. I want to be there, and if I want to be there, then you'll make a way. Don't let me ignore your way. Let me recognize that it's there. And I need to take it. Even getting here early, getting in the Spirit. Oh, God, forgive me for being lazy, letting things distract me during the day. No, Lord, I'm here to dedicate myself once again. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't feel to change the service at all. If you need to be dismissed, if you're done, you just think we're wasting time, well, there's the door. Please leave. You're distracting others. That's your dismissal today. Well, I'm going to stay right here. Protecting the altar of God from unbelief. Pray for one another. God bless each one. Thank you, Jesus. Have an expectation now. Don't you hold back. Expect God, I'm tired of feeling this way. Are you still feeling that condemnation? You haven't broke through yet. Satan's going to fight you every inch of the ground. You just keep pressing through. You keep yielding. You keep believing. Don't walk in the realms of doubt. Get that unbelief out. You believe. He said, he that comes to God must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He will give you that walk, brother, sister. He will heal your soul. He will bring you back to fellowship. You need to believe it. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. You're tired of being fake. There's a sky full of the life of God. You don't need to take some fake impersonation of the devil. You take that real life in the Word. Hallelujah. Believe it. Thank Him for it. Praise Him for it. Say, thank you, Lord, for taking my condemnation. Thank you for nailing it to the cross. Thank you, Lord, you weren't looking to me, but you were looking to yourself. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm ready to see the bride walk in step. Stay in line, bride of Christ. Stay in line with the Word.
Victory is mine.
Let the Holy Spirit use you. What kind of victory ought to be in this place? What kind of signs should be done by this church?
Yes, Lord, we are going to do it, Lord.
Right today. Don't put the promise out there. You grab it today. Worship Him. Worship Him.
Manifest you, Lord. We're
going to
be victorious.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Oh, our light is so going to
shine.
Just
speak that word.
Men, Lord.
Don't worry about each other
each
right now. You,
us,
you getting right with God. You getting that body just the way you ought to be. You find your position and let the love of God be shed abroad in your heart. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's so simple, church. This is it. This is what the prophet led us to. This is the Son of Man in your day. He stands in your midst. This is Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's right here amongst you. You believe it now. He's trying to equip you, brother, sister.
Yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, yes. Oh, yes, Lord.
Lord Jesus, grant it, Father.
Written epistles, read of all men, yes. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
It's not about emotion, church. It's about your heart.
Yes.
Just keep giving it to Him.
Yes.
I just feel that little kickback. I'm telling you.
Yes.
Give Him all of it. God help me. Lord, have mercy. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. To be like Jesus. To be like Jesus. On earth I long.
Right here today, 2014.
To be like Jesus. This day I see. light shine. Sing it together. Hallelujah, Lord.
Oh, there's never been a day like this day to me. There's never been a day like this day I see. There's never so bright as this day, this glorious.
Sing it one more time with all your heart. Yes, Lord.
There's never been a day like this day.
Thanking him and feel that start rolling through your heart, through your life. Just surrender all you can.
Yes,
praise be to God. I see it moving, church.
Hallelujah.
I believe it. God's not an Indian giver. He's not a tease. You ask him, he gives it. Now you start thanking, praise. We'll sing it one more time. Believe in the light shining. I know it's shining. Lord, shine on me. Shine, shine, shine. Sing it one more time.
Oh, shine on me, Lord, shine on me. Let the light from your lighthouse shine.
Praise. Just give him a wave off for worship. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. appreciates the Lord sweeping by your way.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. Don't let the devil take that now. You say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your deliverance. Thank you for your joy. Thank you for your peace. Glory to God. Before we go, hallelujah, I just think our God is worthy of praise.
Amen.
He's worthy of honor. He's worthy of glory. From this moment on, let's walk as the adorned bride of Christ.
Amen.
Oh, we're I know it's a small group. You ain't going to be popular, but you're with the majority.
Amen.
Elisha one time thought that our little servant Gehazi, you know, with all the armies was all about him. He got all nervous. But Elisha said, calm down, son. There's more with us than is with them. And I say the same. You say, oh, there's all these distractions. There's so many coming against me. No, look up. There's a host of heaven.
Amen.
And they're set to help you.
Yes, amen.
Darn angels. The angels are servants to the Father of Christ.
Yes.
How many's grateful to the Lord? Amen. Amen. Lord. Walk in faith now. Just trying to think of a good song to dismiss on. I think it was good to be in the house of the Lord today. How many can say amen?
Amen.
Let's give the Lord another hand clap. I know what I'm saying. What will it be when we get over KFC, I believe? How many's looking for that place?
Amen.
Amen. That's what we're living for. Not living to stay, living to leave. Amen. Let's sing that as you dismiss.
What will it be when we get over yonder and join the throng upon the glassy sea? We'll join our loved ones and crown.